Welcome to another episode of So Mind-Boggling Journeys. I'm your host, Bettina Goolsbee. I'm an actor and dreamer slash creative continuing to go after my dreams. So much of this journey is just so mind-boggling, hence the title, for either reasons of utter disappointment or the manifestation beyond what I could have ever imagined. Follow along as I check in with other creatives along the way and learn what so mind-boggling things they have to say and what it's like pursuing the dream while living the in-between. Okay, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Hey, okay, you guys. So, oh my gosh, it took so long to just get here. Let me tell you what I just went through to even get to this recording. Okay, so Steph and I are finally approaching the 12th chapter of The Artist's Way. We just wrapped up chapter 11. And in chapter 11, Julia Cameron talks about creative blocks and all the things that we kind of grasp and pull at that pulls us away from what it is we're trying to do, whether it's like drama or work or not imagined busyness, but additional busyness that maybe we don't really have, but we kind of create the additional busyness as a distraction. Also like food, right? Like you're not hungry, but you want a snack. And I'm actually battling that right now because I technically ate a late lunch. So I'm all reared and ready to go. And I feel very satiated, right? But I needed to do this recording. And so I was like, oh, I now need a pizza and like a Coke. I need a Coke till I get to my throat, you know? And it's like, girl, no, you don't. But yeah, you do. But it's also like it's Saturday. But then it's also like, girl, like focus on what you need to do because you have a busy summer coming up and it's like there's a lot that needs to be done. So, all right, all that to say. So hello, welcome to the Life Update, Artist Update episode. So on our last episode, we had Kadeem Alfonso Fife and Kimberly Anise Henderson. And they are friends from Durham, North Carolina, who have moved to New York City. And they basically were talking about being first-time authors and living in Harlem and doing all the things, you know, working their jobs and having their dreams and chipping away at those dreams and really holding themselves accountable to going after the things that they say that they want to go after. And those two have books that are now out into the world and they are going to be having a in-person event. The first one got pushed off. Let's send our condolences and our blessings to Kadeem. He has had a family emergency, so he needed to postpone the event that was going to be this coming Tuesday. So that's going to be rescheduled. We will let you all know that new date when we have that. But one of the things that I really enjoyed and took away from not only that episode, but that experience of working with Kadeem and Kimberly is that just the idea of like just moving forward and like not waiting for anyone to give you permission, feeling like, why not me? Like, why not me? Initially, I'll say all that to say, initially, I was thinking, I wanted to do a life update and just kind of take you and bring you up to speed on where I am right now. And then I was like, oh, but I don't really have any acting projects going on right now. And I was like, well, that actually is the point of the podcast too, is to also show the life in between, right? It's like you're going after these things, you are either auditioning or you are writing your own work or you are finding other ways to express your creativity. And sometimes that's not necessarily actually acting in the moment or directing in the moment or writing in the moment, right? It's so much of it is everything else. And so I just wanted to give you a little artist update on what's been going on in my world. So the main thing that is happening right now is that I am now in the market for new insurance, which devastates me because I actually really love the insurance that I have right now, but I have been paying for it through COBRA for the last 18 months. And sadly, those 18 months are up. And so I have to find a new plan. So I'm trying to figure out what that's going to be and where that's going to come from and what I'm going to choose. I am very lucky in that I do work a freelance job where I have the opportunity to have their insurance. And that's probably the route that I'm going to go. I went to an Actors Fund insurance webinar a few weeks back. And we were just talking about how expensive healthcare is in this country and then how how much it is not actually comprehensive and how it's so confusing to understand it and just how it's just so convoluted. And I feel like it's so much harder to understand than it needs to be. And it's like, why? And I could totally empathize with this other artist who does a lot of work, right? She's a booked actress and she was losing her insurance because the amount of work that she has still wasn't enough to continue her coverage through SAG. And I've just, my heart just dropped for her just because I just think it's awful. And I don't know what the fix is, what the solve is, but I just know that it definitely is a problem. And hopefully we'll bring somebody else on the podcast who can speak to that a little bit more. So that's one thing that I'm like super worried about, right? Just because, I mean, there's always some challenge along this road. And so that just happens to be my challenge right now. I will say to focus on the positive, I was like, let me get these benefits in while I have them. So I had a very important appointment just the other day. Ladies, make sure to stay on top of your mammograms. And if your tatas are a little cloudy, you know, if you've got a little density going on, make sure you get your breast ultrasounds, whether you are 40 or if you have a history of cancer in your family, just make sure we get those lady parts all checked out. And so what could have been a little bit of a daunting journey, because it's like, you hear these stories of women staying regular with their breast exams. And then it's like the next year, it's like they have cancer. And it's like, it's not always just about staying on top of the exams, although that is the first and probably the main preventative step that we can all make. But, you know, it's a little daunting going, knowing that I needed to go and have this done. So I actually made a whole morning of it. E-biked my way to my appointment, wiped those bikes down. You know, people were like, ooh, girl, you're on the e-bikes? Yes, I'm on the e-bikes, but I do wipe them down. And then they're like, amazing. So I e-biked down, went there, had my little appointment, chatted it up with the ladies in the waiting area. Afterwards, instead of like fretting about it and having anxiety about, oh, the results, okay, now I got to brace myself for the results and I hope everything's okay and going down that spiral, I decided to treat myself to a breakfast. I had a couple hours before I needed to check in for work. And I was like, oh, actually, I could like go treat myself to a nice breakfast. So that's what I did. I went to go treat myself at the Smith here in the city. And on my way there, I like stumbled upon this really beautiful city park waterfall. It was like the most random thing ever, a waterfall in the middle of the city. And I mean, it was beautiful. I'm going to, when I upload promotion for this episode, I will show you, but it was so beautiful. So I took a couple minutes to just sit there and just kind of like breathing in and let it soothe my soul because I did have a little bit of anxiety. I definitely wanted to make myself feel good. So I sat there, I took in the sounds and just the energy and just the smell of like the fresh water and outside felt great. So I did that. And then I took myself to the Smith and I had a really tasty breakfast. And I e-biked my way back to my apartment. And then I logged in for work and had a great rest of the day. It's a Friday. And y'all know how much I love Fridays. So there's that. And I will try to share a little bit more about my insurance journey as it unfolds. In addition to what I was saying about the pushing past the creative blocks that Julia Cameron speaks about in The Artist's Way, I'm also reading Stephen Pressfield's The War of Art with Tammy Jordan. You remember her from, she was actually season 1, episode 2. And one of the main things that Stephen Pressfield talks about is this idea of resistance. And it's the same thing that Julia talks about with the creative blocks. It's like anything that you use to slow you down, stop the process, overthink, beat yourself up, self-doubt, have the whole imposter syndrome moment. It's like, it just is like the hardest thing. And I love how his book does a great job of explaining what it looks like, how it feels, why it happened. I feel like I talk about this in various episodes, but I want to just be honest about the fact that that is a very real thing, that every time I show up, that I'm pushing against massive resistance. One of the ideas that he talks about is just using the work, thinking of it as not being focused on what the result is and the destination, but using it as a practice, like the continuity. It's the idea of just to show up. Initially, I was like, oh, well, do I have anything really to say? I don't really have a big life update. And it was like, yes, you do. You actually do have a life update. And sometimes I get a little weird about what I want to share, like how much I want to share. Some of my favorite podcasts, the hosts are super vulnerable. And, ooh, girl, I don't know if I can do that just yet. So for right now, I'm going to share what feels good and we'll see what happens. But it's okay to just show up today as I am and do what feels comfortable today. So that's why I'm here today. And I am introducing this idea of just continuity as a practice. So what I hope to do with that is just to show up on a weekly basis and say hi. If an episode is not edited, because I'm back to editing my own episodes, and that is, that is a whole craft and a practice in itself, but I am editing my own episodes. And so sometimes that takes me way longer than I even think it's going to take me, but I want to still get in the rhythm and the flow of showing up here week to week and just giving you an update on where I am and what's happening and what's going on. I am super excited that summer is literally right around the corner, kicks off officially. We all know that the unofficial kickoff to summer is Memorial Day weekend, but actual kickoff is the summer solstice. And this year it happens to fall on Wednesday, June 21st. I'm very much looking forward to that. The idea of a new season, you can just really wrap your arms around that and just kind of ride that wave. So that's what I am hoping to do. And there's lots going on this summer. I want to be enjoying all the small joys and the day-to-day simple things that happen. I want to be working on this podcast while living the in-between. I want to be continuing to write. So the writing. Oh, the writing. So one thing that's great is Steph Williams and I spoke about how one of the main principles with the Artist Way is the morning pages, where it's like you get up and you write 3 pages, stream of consciousness. You just go. It doesn't matter what you're writing about. You're supposed to not really think about the topic, the subject, the energy, whatever, all the things that we get into our head about. It's like you just put your pen to the paper and let her go, let her rip. Steph and I talked about how that was so hard to get into the practice of that. And I am happy to report that that is one thing that we actually have improved upon greatly. Like we regularly write our morning pages. And if it doesn't happen in the morning, it happens in the evening, but it happens at some point. And we've talked about how we've seen great changes with that. That has been awesome. So the free writing though, which is I'm working on a short film and I do my little 15 minute free writes. That's the goal. Now that's a little shaky bakey. because I get all types of them in my head and I'm trying to edit while I write. And it's like, that is definitely like, what is it? Fingernails against a chalkboard. Like that's what that's feeling like right now. But I want to continue to press on there. And I'm looking forward to fun times with friends this summer. And you're going to hear from them, which I'm really excited about. They're coming on the show. And yeah, so that's where we are with that. Oh, a past guest is actually going to come on the show and talk about the writer's strike and also the impending SAG actor's strike. I think that's all I want to share right now. If you are also going through your own journey of trying to do the things that you want to do and show up for yourself the way that you want to show up, please drop me a line. There is a way that you can leave a voice note through the podcast. I would love that. And then we could, if it's a question or if it's a comment, I really would love comments. I want you to share where you are along with your journey. That would be awesome. So yeah, you can find that in the show notes. And until the next episode, see you later and happy summer. Thank you for listening. This has been a So Mind Boggling production. Follow along at So Mind Boggling on Instagram and Facebook.